We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, called The Birth of Lord Krishna, Text 24. How we will do it with translation? Shri Devaki Uvacha Rupam Yattat Prahur Avyaktam Adyam Brahma Jyotir Nirgunam Nirvikaram Satta matram nirvishesham niriham Sattvam sakshad Vishnu radhyat madipa Shri Devaki vacha Shri Devaki said Rupam form of substance. Yat tat, because you are the same substance. Prahu, you are sometimes called. Avyaktam, not perceivable by the material senses. Atah Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyaih. Adyam, you are the original cause. Brahma, you are known as Brahman. Jyoti, light. Nirgunam, without material qualities. Nirvikaram, without change. The same form of Vishnu perpetually. Satta matram, the original substance, the cause of everything. Nirvishesham, you are present everywhere as the super soul. Within the heart of a human being and within the heart of an animal. The same substance is present. Niriham, without material desires. Saha, that supreme person. Tvam, your lordship. Sakshat, directly. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Adhyatma Deepaha, the light for all transcendental knowledge. Knowing you, one knows everything. Yasmin vignate sarvam evam vignatam bhavati. Translation. Shri Devaki said, my dear Lord, there are different Vedas, some of which describe you as unperceivable through words and the mind. Yet you are the origin of the entire cosmic manifestation. You are Brahman, the greatest of everything, full of effulgence like the sun. You have no material cause. You are free from change and deviation, and you have no material desires. Thus, the Vedas say that you are the substance. Therefore, my Lord, you are directly the origin of all Vedic statements, and by understanding you, one gradually understands everything. You are different from the light of Brahman and Paramatma, yet you are not different from them. Everything emanates from you. Indeed, you are the cause of all causes, Lord Vishnu, the light of all transcendental knowledge. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vishnu is the origin of everything, and there is no difference between Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna, because both of them are Vishnu Tattva. From the Rig Veda, we understand, Om Tat Vishnoh Paramam Padam, the original substance is the all-pervading Lord Vishnu, who is also Paramatma and the effulgent Brahman. The living entities are also part and parcel of Vishnu, who has various energies. Parasya saktir vividhaiva shruyate svabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. Vishnu or Krishna is therefore everything. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Krishna, therefore, is the original cause of everything, sarva karana karanam. When Vishnu expands in his all-pervading aspect, we should understand him to be the nirakara nirvishesha brahma jyoti. Although everything emanates from Krishna, he is ultimately a person. Aham adir hi devanam. He is the origin of Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara, and from them many other demigods are manifested. Krishna therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 14.27, Brahmano hi pratishthanam. Brahman rests upon me. The Lord also says, Ye piyanya devata bhakta yajante shradhayan vitaha te pimam eva kanteya yajanti avidhi purvakam. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. Bhagavad Gita 9.23. There are many persons who worship different demigods, considering all of them to be separate gods, which in fact they are not. The fact is every demigod and every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhutaha. The demigods are also in the category of living entities. They are not separate gods. But men whose knowledge is immature and contaminated by the modes of material nature worship various demigods according to their intelligence. Therefore, they are rebuked in Bhagavad Gita. Kamai staristair hrita jnanah prapadyante nya devatah. Because they are unintelligent and not very advanced and have no properly considered the truth, they take to worship of various demigods or speculate according to various philosophies, such as Mayavada philosophy. Krishna, Vishnu, is the actual origin of everything. As stated in the Vedas, Yasya Bhasa Sarvam Idam Vibhati. The absolute truth is described later in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.28.15 as Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yad Brahma Jyotish Sanatanam. The Brahma Jyoti is Sanatana, eternal, yet it is dependent on Krishna, Brahmano hi pratishthanam. The Brahma Samhita states that the Lord is all pervading. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. He is within this universe, and he is within the atom as paramatma. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagat andakoti koti shvashesha vasudhari vibhuti bhinam. Brahman is also not independent of him. Therefore, whatever a philosopher may describe is ultimately Krishna or Lord Vishnu. Sarvam kalv idam brahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan. According to different phases of understanding, Lord Vishnu is differently described, but in fact, he is the origin of everything. Because Devaki was an unalloyed devotee, she could understand that the same Lord Vishnu had appeared as her son. Therefore, after the prayers of Vasudeva, Devaki offered her prayers. She was very frightened because of her brother's atrocities. Devaki said, "My dear Lord, your eternal forms like Narayana, Lord Rama, Shesha, Varaha, Narsimha, Vamana, Baladeva, and millions of similar incarnations emanating from Vishnu are described in the Vedic literature as original. You are original because all your forms as incarnations are outside of this material creation. Your form was existing before this cosmic manifestation was created. Your forms are eternal and all-pervading. They are self-effulgent, changeless, and uncontaminated by the material qualities. Such eternal forms are ever-cognizant and full of bliss. They are situated in transcendental goodness and are always engaged in different pastimes. You are not limited to a particular form only. All such transcendental eternal forms are self-sufficient. I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord Vishnu. We may conclude, therefore, that Lord Vishnu is everything, although he is also different from everything. This is the Achintya Beda Beda Tattva philosophy. Shri Devaki Uvacha, Rupam Yat Tat Prahur Avyaktam Aryam, Brahma Jyotir Nirgunam Nirvikaram, Satta Matram Nirvishesham Niriham, Satvam Sakshat Vishnur Adhyatma Deepaha. Shri Devaki said, "My dear Lord, there are different Vedas, some of which describe you as unperceivable through words and the mind. Yet you are the origin of the entire cosmic manifestation. You are Brahman, the greatest of everything, full of effulgence like the sun. You have no material cause. You are free from change and deviation, and you have no material desires. Thus, the Vedas say that you are the substance. Therefore, my Lord, you are directly the origin of all Vedic statements, and by understanding you, one gradually understands everything. You are different from the light of Brahman and Paramatma, yet you are not different from them. Everything emanates from you. Indeed, you are the cause of all causes, Lord Vishnu, the light of all transcendental knowledge." Hare Krishna, I thank you for the opportunity to purify myself by giving this lecture. First of all, I would like to apologize for my Czech accent, Czech English accent. You can relate to this, yeah. We are not so far. I hope you will understand. If not, then just make me some sign, then I will try to be better. So here Devaki offered prayers to the Lord after Vasudeva offered his prayers full of deep meaning. And Devaki followed her husband Vasudeva and described the transcendental nature of the Lord. Here in this verse, she said so many important points which I am not able to fully elaborate, because this is really transcendental knowledge which is full of meaning. And from this verse we can understand that Sri Devaki is not ordinary person. She is like eternal associate of Supreme Lord. And she came to this material world to assist to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Mm. And Devaki, she recognized that her child is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. No child is born with four hands and keeping conch shell, club and disc and lotus flower in his hands. Yeah, this is unusual. And also the child is usually born naked, yeah? Not like Lord Krishna, who was fully dressed with very beautiful and decorated with beautiful belt, helmet, and earrings, and bangles, and others ornaments. And so, in this way, Lord Krishna already manifested his opulence, because his Supreme Personality of Godhead is not conditioned like any other living conditioned living souls, and therefore he can be born in such a way that he manifested himself in his forehand forms. Later on, he on the prayer of Devaki, he took the two-handed forms, because she was afraid that Kamsa will kill him. Yeah, although she known this child is Supreme Personality of Godhead, still, out of her motherly love, she expressed the fear that she tried to protect her child, which is natural for the mother. And so, therefore, Devaki has very, very special relationship, close and deep relationship with Lord Krishna. Mm. In this verse is one very important statement. We said that one who understands the Lord, he gradually understands everything. It reminds me when I first time received Bhagavad Gita, devotees told me that when you will read this book, you will find there everything. So then I was a little bit doubtful, and they are exaggerating how there could be everything. There is definitely not anything about how to make atom bomb and such a stuff. And so it is a little bit exaggerating. But by reading Bhagavad Gita, gradually I understood that there is everything for self-realization. The most important information which we need to go out from this material condition in which we are fighting with the three modes of material nature, and we are sometimes as the demigods on heavenly planets, and sometimes we are in the hellish planets, and all the time we are going upside down, and we don't know why. Yeah. So this is the most important of all knowledge. And actually, in this verse, Devaki also described that Krishna is origin of all Vedic statements. And therefore, it is in all the Vedas is everything described. Yeah? There is Chaturshloki, which Lord Krishna told to Lord Brahma at the beginning of creation. And from this Chaturshloki, Lord Brahma could understand how he could create a secondary creation. So in the this bija or the root of all Vedic knowledge, this chatushloki, that there is actually all spiritual and even material knowledge which Brahma can use to make the secondary creation and create all kind of living beings and to make this universe as we know the universe now. And so by this knowledge he was able to such wonderful things, and therefore we don't need to deeply study the material stuff to go to university. Actually, devotees don't need to study material things, because for devotee, most important is to know Krishna. Yeah, as we see this example of Brahma as the topmost engineer. He received this spiritual knowledge and material knowledge, everything in four verses, which are in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was able to create all the material world, so that sometimes the Brahma is also described as a Bhagavan. Of course, we know that he is living being like we are. Sometimes Krishna also takes a position of Brahma if there is no other living being ready to take this position. But usually these are no Brahma is no in category of Vishnu Tattva. Yeah. So then for devotee, rather than study at the university, is better to follow purificatory process of bhakti yoga, because by this process we gradually get our full knowledge, and we understand that we are eternal and we are blissful. Yeah. So these are three qualities of the soul, which in the conditioned stage are covered. And so we don't realize that we are eternal and we are blissful, we are full of knowledge, yeah, because many times we even suffer and have some depression or whatever. And so therefore when we practice bhakti yoga, then we can solve all the material problems. The Srila Prabhupada explains that in this process that there is the solution for everything. Yeah, we cannot solve material problems by material ways. It will create such as another problems. Like sometimes there is a flood. Yeah, there is so much rain and rivers are going up and up, and it flood. How to say flood? Flood the all the big area, and so that they think, okay, we will find the solution, we will make the, how is called this, okay, whatever. You understand what I mean. Yes. So, and then in such a way they will flood all the area forever. Yeah? So they think that this is the solution, and another problem will come, because I remember in 1997 there was a big flood in Czech Republic, and there was afraid that even this stuff which stopped the water, water go over and it will be a real disaster. So that they try their best to solve all these problems, but because they don't have real knowledge, you know, they solve the problem, but immediately create another problem. So, therefore, when we are studying or where we, when we are concentrated to practicing Bhakti Yoga, then gradually we will solve all the problems, like material, and also we will make spiritual progress, and we could restore our knowledge about the material world and also about the spiritual world. You know? Lord Brahma, he received just Chatur Shloki, and he delivered his knowledge to his son, to Narada, and all other living beings and other acharyas and so on. So Vyasadeva later on, he write down all the Vedas, and he was so merciful that he write also Mahabharata and all other Puranas, and we know that he was still not fully satisfied by this, because something he was missing. And then that point Narada Muni approached Vyasadeva and asked him, why you are so dissatisfied? You was writing so all the Vedas, and what is there? And Vyasadeva, he described that his feeling something is not complete, although he tried his best. And Narada Muni explained him that described all the Vedas, or he wrote down all the Vedas, but then he encouraged the people to follow this Vedic process, which is gradual development of the living beings from the karma kanda process of to jnana kanda and so on, that it is a gradual development, and under this they will be more concentrated for the how to enjoy the material life, how to go to heavenly planet and live the life full of bliss and enjoying. So therefore he recommended to Vyasadeva that he should write down the Srimad Bhagavatam. He should describe all the essence of the Vedic literature, which by the mercy of Sri Vyasadeva we receive this beautiful literature, which we can read again and again, and still we will find new and new informations, because this transcendental literature has such quality that it is so deep that when we are reading another time, something another which we see first time, and then third, fourth time, fifth time, we always we can find something new and new, because this is the nature of the transcendental literature, which is so deep, and as a Krishna, he is unlimited. So also the such a literature is unlimited, and when we are really absorbed for the reading, or to the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and all the books which Srila Prabhupada gave us, then we can really find so many very wonderful informations, and then we will also understand many material things. Like one devotee in Czech Republic, he start to preach to some group of people which they are looking for free economy, to make their own currency or something like this, and he was little interested in this stuff because it reminds him like this Vedic culture, and he asked a leader of this group whether they would accept some Vedic knowledge into this, and they said okay, why not. And nowadays he's like guru for them. He start to teach about the Vedas, about the three modes of material nature, and actually all the different aspects which we learn in Bhakta course, and many of them, they are really, really into it. And then they had some problems between the leaders of this group, and he explained how to solve it according to Vedas. And so they, because the conflict was quite heavy, they were looking what to do. They approached him, and he said, "Okay, I will try my best." Actually, use the principles of satsanga. Yeah, principles which are actually described in all Prabhupada's books. And fortunately, he has one book where are all these principles described in one place. Yeah, and so he followed these principles, and at the end, it was miracle. Yeah, the man who makes some problems, he approached him at his home, and there was a situation that his wife was crying, and he was very nervous, and so on. And gradually he started to speak to him, and even to his wife, and they start to listen, and he gave them solution according to Vedas. Yeah, and when later on he described what happened, I understand that he made the perfect mediation. Although he never studied mediation, I studied once. I have been in Vrindavan. There was some course about the mediation, and since I am also engaged in communication, so this is one of my service. So I thought it is good to have such a skills. And the Radhavallabha, this is the devotee who is teaching this Vedas, this group, he actually know all the tricks of mediation from the Vedic literature. He don't need to study anything else. So this is the nice example how all the knowledge is in the Vedas. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't find it there. We think this is only about the spirituality, and this is about the spiritual world. But everything is in the Vedas, as it is described here in this verse. So we should have full trust in Vedic literature, and try to develop the habit that we will read every day regularly, at least 1 hour, as Srila Prabhupada recommended to all devotees. This will purify our mind. Sometimes we are reading Prabhupada's books, and sometimes we don't understand everything. But still, we should continue. Gradually, everything will be revealed to us. And if we don't know, so there are senior devotees. We can approach them, and we can ask what is about this point. I don't understand completely this point. And sometimes we can find in Srila Prabhupada's books some statements which is a little bit very amazing, and so we need some help of senior devotees who are really expert in Srila Prabhupada's books, and they can help us how to understand, like Now I have been in Italy. There was a communication meeting for all devotees from the Europe, and one of the subject was discussed that controversial statements in Srila Prabhupada's books. Yeah, that sometimes we read that, for instance, women are less intelligent. And some people are very disturbed by such a statement, because many times it is taken out of context, and we don't understand. Somebody will take only this one statement and will try to think that Srila Prabhupada hating the woman and or something like this. And this was really not true. Srila Prabhupada was really well-wisher, and just opposite. He engaged everyone as men and women in devotion service. Then he was many times criticized that how it is that he's giving second initiation to women and so on. So Srila Prabhupada, he has a perfect transcendental vision, because Srila Prabhupada is very, very close servant of Lord Krishna. Yeah, we know even from his birth that he was just day after birth date after Janmashtami. So this is one sign of the very special position of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, for us, it is very, very important to keep everything what Srila Prabhupada gave us as it is, not changed anything, and just follow his instruction, and then we can be sure that when we will follow this instruction and we will accept initiation from spiritual master, then we can go at the end of the life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Yeah. So just to follow his instruction, which is not so so impossible. Sometimes it looks that I'm so fallen and so on, but this is gradual process. Many times devotees they are too impatient. Yeah, so that they would like to instant progress immediately, that I will chant 1 week or 1 month and then I am a liberated person. But in many cases it doesn't work like this. Yeah, we need time to purify ourselves and to gradually get this realization that I am bliss, full of bliss, I am full of knowledge, and I am eternal servant of Lord Krishna. When I spoke about that devotees don't need to study at the universities, I don't want to be taken wrong that I am I have something against those who are studying at the universities. Yeah, because now we have so many wonderful devotees who graduate at the universities, and everything could be engaged in devotion service. Important is how we engage this knowledge which we receive. If we are using it for pleasure of Lord Krishna, then we will make progress. But those who are coming to the temple have no other engagement, and they don't know what to do. So they just continue with Bhakta program and take initiation and make spiritual progress. And sometimes it happens that devotees who studied university, beginners, they studied in universities, they come to the temple, and devotees told them, stop studies, this is the slaughterhouses, and you see the Prabhupada said this in the books. And then sometimes they follow this not mature instructions, and later on they realize that they don't know anything. Yeah, they are not brahmachari, yeah, they are not ready to accept responsibility in grihastha life. They have even no any knowledge, any education, so they are actually lost. So we should be very careful to make such statements which can influence the life of the devotees. Yeah, and we should keep what Krishna said in 16th verse in Bhagavad Gita, that yogi, he doesn't sleep too much, doesn't sleep too less, he doesn't eat too much, doesn't eat too little. Yeah, and this is the instruction for in every area of bhakti. We should be balanced. When we will our life balanced, then we are saved. If we are too much on the right side or too much on the left side, these extremes are not so good. Then there will be some conflict. So we should find the way which is described, these principles of sadhu sangha. Yeah. How to behave together with devotees, and then our life will be happy, successful, yeah, full of knowledge and eternal. So I would like to stop here. If there are some questions or some comments, I will try to answer.
Thank you for inspiring lecture. I would just like to ask, when you mentioned the importance of being balanced, so I would just like to ask, what are some signs that we are not balanced on a certain area, and how to react when we recognize this?
I have to be sure that I understand the question. How to balance ourselves in different areas? Yeah, or what was the essence of that? Yeah?
Yeah, this, and also how to recognize whether we are balanced in a given area. So also how to recognize whether we are balanced or not.
Okay. At the beginning, usually we don't know. At the beginning, we are fanatics. Yeah. Because at the beginning, everyone wants to save the devotion creeper. Which are gradually growing. Therefore, we try to protect from all the kinds of the attacks from the external influences. And then definitely we are not balanced. And therefore, it is good. It is recommended that sadhu sangha. Yeah, first is Shraddha, then there is sadhu sangha, associate with the devotees, and in the association with the devotees, then they will train us, they will teach us how to keep the balance, how to keep the proper balance between the spiritual activities and material activities. Because as far as we have this material body, we have to also take care for the body. Yeah. Sometimes devotees, they say that we are not this body and try to be transcendental. And what Srila Prabhupada many times he stressed the point that first we should be healthy, because if we are not healthy, we cannot even practice our devotion service. And we know that from Srila Prabhupada that he spent so much time in his daily schedule for health. Yeah, he was walking morning time, then he was receiving the massage from the servants, and so much time he spent to keep his body in proper situation, proper health. Yeah, and so therefore for us it is also important to find this balance. Yeah, and so as the beginning, when we don't understand what is good, what is bad, we need some advanced devotees who will help us, and gradually we will develop this understanding. Yeah, that Krishna is in our heart, and when we will be sincere, then Krishna will help us. Yeah, Krishna will see, this devotee try to serve me so nicely. So Krishna will give us knowledge from inside, and then we will be able to find the proper proper balance in everything. And there is also one help which we can use if we don't know what to do right now, then we should give ourselves a question: will this activity please Krishna or not? And this is not so difficult to answer if we will put such a question: what I am doing right now, does it pleasing Krishna or not? And then we will, with this answer, we can nicely continue. So we should be just sure that we are pleasing Krishna, not we are pleasing our material senses or somebody else. That we mostly, on the first place, we want to please Krishna. It doesn't mean that we don't care for others. Yeah, we want some, of course we have to deal with everyone very nicely, be example, exemplary Vaishnavas. Yeah, therefore Srila Prabhupada wanted that devotees will be like gentlemen and gentle ladies, that that we will be very attractive for general people. Yeah, that they will see, ah, these are very, very nice behaving people. Maybe this is something interesting about what they are doing. Yeah? So every one of us, every devotee is preaching, although doesn't have to preach verbally. Even when we are going on the street, and even we don't have to have a devotion dress, people recognize us. Yes, we have Kantimala, we have Shika sometimes, and so don't think that that people, when we have no devotion dress, that people don't recognize that we are devotee. So we have to really, really behave all the time very nicely. And behave as a devotee, and this is the our preaching. Yeah, then people will be attracted. Not that if people will see some two devotees how they are quarreling and fighting each other, so it will be not so much inspiring and attractive for them. So to answer your question, first ask the senior devotees who are experienced, and then gradually, with this help, to develop one's discrimination. As I said, that Krishna will give us the intelligence how to see what to do, what not to do, what is the proper balance. Okay. If there is no other question, everyone is waiting for the time of breaking the fast. So, Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.